Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he has to step away to take calls. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 36-year-old married woman and my husband is 33. We've been married for almost 8 years and he has told me that he regrets getting married so young. I asked him if he needed a break from the marriage and he said no. He told me we could find ways to make our marriage work. So we planned a trip back to our hometown and it didn't work out as planned. We went for Thanksgiving and there was a big game in town, so we barely saw each other. I was busy with my parents and he was out late every night. He came into my parents' home late and I noticed on the third night that his cell phone was off while he slept. I asked him about it the next morning and he said it must have died. But it wasn't dead because I turned it on and back off that same night. After we spent the time in our hometown, his attitude changed. He started posting more pictures on Instagram and he was constantly on his phone scrolling through social media posts. He also started to get phone calls late in the evening and he would ignore them. I would check the phone when he wasn't around and I could see that he'd always delete the incoming call log. Then over the holidays, a few calls came in and he had to step away to take them. It happened when we had company or we were out, so I couldn't question him or cause a scene. On New Year's Eve, we decided to stay in and have champagne at home. He was distant and he played with his phone all night. At the stroke of midnight, his phone rang and he stepped outside to take the call. He told me he was going to see the fireworks. God. Should I have confronted him at that moment and ruined the beginning of a new year? What's my husband up to? All right, sis. This is bad. This is really bad. He's really doing too much with all of this. And yes, you should have confronted him at that moment. Who says it would have ruined the beginning of a new year? He's getting phone calls all night, walking away from you to talk. It's like he hasn't even told whoever it is that he's got a wife. You asked Steve and I, what is your husband up to? Well, what do you think he's up to? I mean, what do you think he's doing? I think he's disrespecting you right in your face. I mean, you have to say something right then and there when it's happening. He gets called out where the stuff happens. You know, that's when he gets called out, where he's doing it. That's it, period. I get that you don't want to cause a scene. You don't want to let people in your business and all that. But when he's already doing that, he is. He's already doing that when he steps away to take a call. What do you think they're thinking when he does that? The only thing he's trying to hide is who it is. He's definitely not trying to hide the fact that there's someone else he's talking to. Doesn't he get that this is wrong? Doesn't he understand that? Is that what he meant when he said he could find ways to make the marriage work, or you guys could find ways to make the marriage work? It sounds like he thinks you're stupid because you even asked him before all of this, did he need a break from the marriage? Whatever that means. And he said no. I just think, you know, as you can see, these calls and your man are just out of control. You're letting him do whatever he wants to do and you're not saying anything. I mean, I think it's way past time for you to let him have it. You need to shut it down. Start with this. You got a car. I'm sure you have a car. Well, accidentally on purpose run over his phone with your car today. Okay. And then when he asks you about it, do what he does. Just get a phone call. Just get on. You heard me. Run over his phone with the car. All right. Walk away. Do what he does when he gets a phone call when he asks you. Just walk away. Steve?
Let me just address this last comment that Crazy made in the new year. Just
who are you calling
take
crazy?
His phone and run. Who
thank
I'm calling
you,
crazy?
You calling crazy? You calling me crazy?
Take his
don't be
phone
mad because I told her to run over
run
his phone
over
with the
it
car.
With your car.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you got to run that? Over your man's phone with a car, the problem ain't the phone. Now, well, let's go to the letter. He has to step away to take calls. Now, this 36-year-old woman is married to a 33-year-old man, and they've been married about 8 years. He made the announcement that he regrets getting married so young. Did the math. He's gotten married at 25. That is young. He has regretted it. He didn't get the full oat sowing season in. He didn't get a lot of stuff out of his system. He didn't get rid of the things he needed to get rid of before he got married. So when he got married, he did like a minister taught me. He found out that the only thing changes the day after you get married is the appearance of your left hand third finger. I asked him if he needed a break from the marriage. He said no. That's because most men don't want to say, let's take a break from the marriage, or don't want to get a divorce or admit to defeat. We just find ways around it. He said he told me he could find ways to make our marriage work. That is the key to this whole letter, because you should have asked, what all did he mean? You should have had a thorough discussion about you going to find ways to make our marriage work. What you thought he said was he was going to work on the marriage.
Oh.
You interpret it as he said he's going to work on the marriage. You didn't explore find ways to make our marriage work, even though I regret doing it so long. When I come back, I'll explain the rest of it.
Hold that thought, Steve. Coming up, we'll have part two of Steve's response. Two, he has to step away to take phone calls. That is the subject of today's Strawberry Letter. We'll get back into it at 23 minutes after the hour, right after this. All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is he has to step away to take calls.
Yeah, he do. The reason he has to step away is because there's no way you need to hear these phone calls. Let's just get with the obvious. Now, you can't get a man at least some credit. At least he's stepping away.
He's trying to be nice,
you- bro. Because let me tell you something. If he don't step away, he just told you in the letter he was going to find ways to make the marriage work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way he found, you don't need to hear this. Now, he got married at 25.
The more and more I like my answer.
Well, see, but you don't like mine because my answer, the truth. Your answer was filled with speculation and
hearsay. Running over phones and stuff.
Man phone out and tried to run over it with the car.
Yes.
Yeah, that's them ass late response.
Yeah, but you guys know how you are about your phones.
But let's get to the core of what's wrong. The problem ain't the phone. He get new phones, SIM card, all his stuff in the clouds.
Mm-hmm. He can do all of that.
Girl, he get new phone by this evening.
Mm-hmm.
See, now because you acting funky running over cars, he gonna fix your ass because he gonna get track phone. See, he gonna buy a phone at Walmart and put some minutes on it, and you run over all these you want to.
That's for starters.
See, that's so let's just understand that. Y'all ain't doing nothing with this phone, and you gonna mess around and gonna see what track phone do. Ain't no clouds for that.
Ain't no tracking.
No, so 36-year-old woman married this boy. They was 25. He told her one day he regrets getting married so young. I asked him if he needed a break from the marriage. He said no. He told me he'd find ways to make our marriage work. What you should have did, like I told you, was to talk to him about what all he meant by that. Because what he meant by that, you thought he meant he was going to work on the marriage. No, he going to find some ways to make the marriage work for him. So we planned a trip back to our hometown. Oh, you thought that was it? You thought if y'all went back to the hometown, that was going to fix it? And then she said right away, it didn't work out as planned because that wasn't his plan. See, that was y'all's plan. You said, let's go back to where it all started. Well, where it all started, he was 24. Where it all started, he was sowing oats. So you went to Thanksgiving and there was a big game in town. We barely saw each other. I was busy with my parents. He was laid out every night. He came into my parents' home late, and I noticed the third night that his cell phone was off while he slept. I asked him about it the next morning. He said it must have died. Or he could have used another excuse and says, I turned my phone off to give it some rest.
Thank you. Thank
you. Stupid.
Because you turn this phone off at night so it can recharge itself.
Whatever.
Get a break. Every now and then, you have to cut your phone off and cut it back on again.
Steve is absolutely
cut it off
right.
And just left
Shut
it off.
Shut up, Tommy.
It needed a break because I needed to reset it.
Give me your phone.
So anyway... But it wasn't dead because I turned it back on and off the same night. That's why you use the other lie, fellas. Go with the I turned it off to reset it. After we spent time in our hometown, his attitude changed. He started posting more pictures on Instagram. He was constantly on his phone scrolling through social media posts. Then he started to get phone calls late in the evening. He would ignore them. But I would check the phone when he wasn't around, and I could see that he'd always delete the incoming call log. My dog.
Well, you're a dog.
Well, he doing all the right things to work on his marriage, to save his marriage.
Do you hear yourself?
No, listen to me. I want you all to hear me so you learn how to question your man. When he said he was going to find ways to make our marriage work, you should have asked him exactly what he meant by that. Because it damn sure wasn't a trip back to the hometown. That was part of it. But who was at the hometown at the game is what you didn't know.
That's why he's coming in late.
So now he erasing call logs. You can't track no calls. He ain't got no names listed. Then over the holidays, a few calls came in and he had to step away to take them. And it happened we had company or when we were out, so I couldn't question him or cause a scene.
Yes, you're being
a little bit polite. Because most women I know would have opened up with, where you going?
Yeah.
I will all be outside taking calls. She'll walk out there with you and listen. So I don't know about them. On New Year's Eve, we decided to stay in and have champagne. He was distant. He played with his phone all night. At the stroke of midnight, his phone rang and he stepped outside to take the call. You don't need to hear him wishing her a happy New Year.
Because that's all it was.
Hey, baby.
I love you. I miss you. Happy New Year. Wish you was here. All that. He working on staying with you. And this is the only way he can do it. Don't you understand?
Wow.
You should have asked him what he meant when he said, I'm going to work on making this work. Because he's doing something. Should I have confronted him at that moment of the new year? Yes, you should have. What's my husband up to? You're stupid for asking the question.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and on Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
I can't talk right now, but let me call you back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.